He says it also focuses on bolstering health, education, and food security.
Our commitment to public investment programming is that it provides the first step for the reconstituted transitional government of national unity to embark on building inclusive political and economic institutions, which would in turn ensure sustainable peace, economic growth, and poverty reduction.
Lual Achuel Deng, Managing Director of the Ebony Center for Strategic Studies, an economic think tank based in Juba, says for the plan to achieve its objectives, the unity government should finance its implementation.
If peace does not prevail in a country, whom do you blame? You cannot blame peace because it's not there, it's something created. You cannot blame the ordinary citizen, you blame leadership. And the leaders here, what I mean, as all level of governance. So that's the most important thing for South Sudan.
Deng, an economist who was a petroleum minister in Sudan before South Sudan seceded in 2011, says there is need to change the technology used to extract the country's oil. He suggests using American technology to replace the Chinese technology primarily used now in the country's oil sector. This, he says, will lead to massive improvement in oil revenues, which in turn helps finance the implementation of the development plan. Sarah Besholo, the United Nations humanitarian coordinator in South Sudan, agrees with Deng. She says the launch of the plan lays a clear pathway and a framework that will guide actors on the development trajectory of the nation. She adds it also signals optimism for durable peace and development.
The prerequisite is peace. And no donor community or partner can give you peace. Peace must be the desire of the people of South Sudan. Peace must be pursued by the people of South Sudan. Otherwise, this national development strategy will mean nothing.
The funding of the plan will come from domestic taxes and oil revenues. Achuel says the government plans to improve tax collections, reduce military funding and wasteful spending, increase oil revenues, and accelerate economic and financial management reforms. For VOA News, I'm Mwaki Simon Wudu in Juba.